All for the birds. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We do eggs. That's it. If we have everything peak production, which I have six houses of my own. My dad has two. And if I figure in my dad's, if everything was in peak production, it'd be over 80,000 eggs a day.
Bledsoe County farmer Jason Sims and his family got into the chicken business back in the mid-1990s. And besides a few beef cattle and hay, the focus is all on those birds 24/7.
I'm a breeder producer. And the chicken you eat at Chili's, Old Charlie's, that's the chicken that our company furnishes. And what I produce is eggs. And they take the eggs to Henniger, Alabama. And what is hatched is what you eat. They send them to a broiler house. And they're ready to be harvested somewhere around 38, 40 days, I think.
Jason Sim says each of his six houses that he contracts with Cook Foods has about 10,000 hens and 1,000 roosters in a controlled climate. And he and his wife are full-time on the farm tending to the birds and gathering those eggs each day. And while he wants to pass the business on to the next generation, he's concerned about rising taxes and the potential effects that the climate bill being debated in Congress will have on his operation.
And if they double my power bill with this cap and trade thing they're talking, it'll put me out of business. And to try to compensate this, I've been working with a guy in Dayton, and he's doing some mock-ups and stuff. We're thinking about putting solar panels on all my chicken as a furnace of power. Because which I pay about $40,000 a year right now in power bills. And if it goes to $80,000, $90,000, I can't survive. So I've got to look elsewhere to about furnishing power to my chicken.
Now the Sims also have a poultry supply company on their farm, and he and his wife Denise were named Bledsoe County's Young Farmers of the Year. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.